Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan, for the preacher.
I'm gonna preach your kingdom down.
Gonna break your kingdom down. Oh, you better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the mothers
are gonna break your kingdom down.
Blessed are they that mourn. Lord, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You know, this takes my mind back to the clear hills of Carolina. I never will forget that little church that we had there. We didn't have piano. We didn't have nothing but drums. There was time when the saints would just nod their heads. They would just pat their feet. I'd like to remind Satan one more time. His time is just about out. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, Satan, Satan, Satan. We're gonna tear your kingdom down. You better watch out now.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Welcome to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and I apologize for the inconvenience with the song that was playing in the background. It was I chose that song for a reason. And as I listened to it stop and make all of that noise and then start and stop, I said, now, am I going to apologize to the audience or am I going to acknowledge what is happening? So I said, I'm going to do both. So I apologize for the inconvenience, but I don't apologize because I have a very, very special guest tonight. And the work that she is doing, she is tearing down Satan's kingdom. Whenever amen, I have a guest, I always pray and I let God lead me with the song that I need to open up with. So if you was a little bothered that the song stopped playing, I encourage you to start rejoicing because God is about to do something spectacular in your life, and God wants us to glorify him through this interview tonight. Now, the word of God says in Jeremiah verse 1, 9, and 10, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Well, my guest tonight, her name is Talana Coleman, and God has used her mightily in her field in early childhood education, and he is using her to uproot, to tear down, to destroy and overthrow the wiles of the devil. So that is why we heard that song. And because the enemy didn't want her to go forth with this enemy, that's why the song was stopping. And so somebody is listening tonight, and you are going through something, and it appears as if things are just stopping and standing still. And the enemy wants you to give up and back up and shut up. But I pray that you will be encouraged and that you will keep standing still and see the salvation of the Lord. So now that we got all of that out of the way, I would like to introduce to some and present to others children's author, Talana Coleman. Welcome to the couch. How are you?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you so much. I am doing well. I am blessed. And even as you said, the song that you were contemplating playing, the song that has been played, I would just say there is spiritual warfare. And when the enemy knows that God is about to do something, he'll try to send a distraction in the midst of it. But we as children of God, we have to stand firm, and we have to know. We have to know what we know, what we know, that when the enemy raises up his head, you know, God will raise up a standard. So I am so grateful for the song. Even when it played, I said, hallelujah, because even before I went on to log on for half an hour, I've been coughing, and I ran looking for my inhaler. And I'm like, oh, no, you know, but that's just the tactic of the enemy. But we know that we are children of God, children of God. We are powerful. We are more than conquerors. So we can give the enemy his notice. We can give him his eviction notice for that person that might be going through. They may be ready to throw in the towel. And they may even feel, at times, they may feel defeated because it doesn't look like things are turning around for their good. But it's time for us to begin to give the enemy his eviction notice and let him know you overstayed your welcome. You overstayed your welcome. And we just got to begin to stand on the word of God. So I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to talk and to communicate and just say what the Lord has for me to say for your listening audience. And I do thank you for this opportunity, Stacy. I really do thank you. Okay.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much for sharing your testimony. We need more people to speak up and share what they're going through. And so when the word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So your testimony is going to help somebody tonight. And I am so grateful for this opportunity to interview you. And I want to go back to Jeremiah 1, 9, and 10 for a moment, because that's how I'm going to transition into your interview. And I want to focus on then the Lord reached out his hand and touched Talana's mouth and said to her, I have put my words in your mouth. So for those of you that are being introduced to Talana, she is a teacher, and I like to say a Bible scholar. She loves to study the word of God, but God has placed his words in her mouth, and he has blessed her with a very, very special gift of teaching, and she specializes in teaching our children. So she is the owner of a daycare, and she is also a published author. And the name of her book is entitled, I Am Important. And she wrote this book to empower, to inspire, and encourage, to offer hope to children of all ages. And the reason that I'm connecting this with the gift of teaching, when you use your gift to glorify God and allow him to have his way, Satan's kingdom is torn down every single time. Now, I'm not going to tell her story. We're going to let her tell the story. But because she's teaching her children from a biblical perspective, she's laying down a foundation coupled with the prayers of the parents that are also teaching them and just covering them with the blood of Jesus, and Satan and his demons can't touch them. So this is not an ordinary interview tonight. God wants to show some. He wants to teach some. He wants to encourage some not to give up on your children, no matter what it looks like or what it feels like. So having said that, Talana, please tell us about yourself, and the name of your daycare is Heaven Sent Child Care, and you could start with either one.
Okay, so I'm going to just start just a backdrop for myself. My name is Talana Renee Coleman. I've been married to my lovely, handsome husband, Sean K. Coleman Sr., for the past 28 years. We have three sons. Currently, we reside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am also the director of Heaven Sent Christian Child Care, which is located in the Germantown section of the city. I delight in teaching the children. I understand that it wasn't necessarily something I would say my first choice to do, but as God began to speak to me about the ministry of teaching our youngest scholars, he had told me Proverbs 22:6 that I have to run forward with what he's instructed me to do. And even as it is stated in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. So that is my motto for my child care program. Also, for myself, within my program, I am a Star Force Keystone Stars program. And I really do enjoy the networking aspect of it, not only working with the children, also their families, and also my co-laborers in the field. I'm a small child care program running it from my home, but I always say don't despise the small beginnings. I may be small in establishment, but I understand that God is calling me to a higher calling. I do enjoy networking outside of my child care program. And I've also received the State Representative Award from PA State Representative Stephen Kinsey, and I've also received awards from Art Haywood. And though I've received those awards, and, you know, you receive awards and things like that, I say that is all good, but my most prized and what I'm most honorable to be is to represent Jesus Christ. You know, all those other things may fall into place, and I'm thankful that God has put me in that setting to be able to do what I do. But I'm most proud of being a humble child of God. I'm just so truly thankful, because I know that he doesn't call everyone to work in this field of early childhood education. And you have to have a special gift and a special heart to want to really to impact and to make a difference in the lives of children. So I'm just so grateful that God would have chosen me for this task, and also the many families for which he has blessed me with and that they've entrusted me with, that the families entrust me with their children. And I'm not only here for the children, I'm also here for the families, because I understand that children may come to child care and they may go through a lot before they arrive at the child care program, but I also understand they have to go back home to those families as well. So if the entire family is not whole, you know, it leaves some leeway for some other things that can break down within the family. So my mission is not only towards the children, but I have a great heart towards the parents and also the grandparents and those different relationships that the Lord allows me to build. So I'm just so grateful for that. Within my program, I am licensed for 6 children. I am fully licensed for 6 children within my care. I am family child care, which means you run your child care program from your home. So, yes, I do run my child care from my home. I thank God for my husband as well as our son, who was always so gracious when I wanted to change things around within my program. They're so willingly ready to do it, so I'm so grateful for that. And as far as the age group I've taken children between the ages of 2 years to 4 years of age. I just want to teach them. I want to train them. I want to give them that foundation to stand on so that even as they are learning the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and color, shapes, and numbers, that is all good. But my mission, again, is to introduce these children to who Jesus Christ is. I may not never see them giving their life to Christ. I may not, but even as I know, God will be using me to plant those spiritual seeds within the hearts of those children. So for that, I'm so grateful, you know, that God will give me that opportunity to do so. As far as my book is called I Am Important, and God has spoke to me during COVID. We know COVID was a rough time for a lot of people. And he spoke to me during the COVID season when I unfortunately had the chance to view a video of a young child. She was very upset, and she was determined in her mind that she was not beautiful. And when I saw that particular video, it really struck a chord with me, and I began to say, well, Lord, for a child that is that age, how could she have this perception about herself? You know, and this young child had to be about 3 or 4 years old. And when I saw that, it really tugged at my heart. And I said, well, Lord, what is it that you will have me to do that I can try to make a difference in this world so that I may inspire, encourage, empower, and give hope to children of the world? And what he told me, he said, sit down. He sat me down and allowed me to write a book as I took my instructions from him. So as he began to talk, I began to jot down, you know, what it is he had been saying to me. And that was back in 2020. But I didn't really do anything productive with the book until August of last year. The Lord, he spoke to me. He said, okay, I've allowed you to write the book. You notated it as I've instructed you to do. Now it's time to get busy. So even as he told me that, he directed me through the entire process of writing this book, I Am Important. And basically this book, again, was written to empower, to inspire, and to encourage, and also to offer hope to children of all ages. Within this book, it really resonates the message of the importance of acceptance of self and even that of others. You know, we have to really begin to tap in for the love that Jesus Christ has for each of us. So we have to begin to love ourselves. And even as we begin to love ourselves, we won't be so quick to look upon others with such ill thoughts. So I think it's, you know, very important, you know, for us to begin to love ourselves and to know who God says we are. And once we have an understanding as to who God says we are, we don't have to worry about the naysayers. So I think it's so important that that message is embedded within the lives of children at an early age, because we know that children, this generation, they're up against so much. We have social media. We have people within our communities, within our schools, and they aren't necessarily, you know, the greatest example for our children. So therefore, I believe God is putting me in that place to really begin to hone in and to let children know that they are important. They are special, that God has created them, and they have purpose. And once children begin to feel the love for themselves, then they can begin to accept and to love the differences of others. So it's very, very important. You know, we have to learn to love and to accept the differences in others. I think that's the problem in the world today. We have many people who are different, but yet others aren't really looking to accept them because of their differences. And when we begin to understand, yes, that individual may be different, they are unique. And we each are unique, and we have to really begin to tap into that creativity that the Lord has placed in each of us. So with my book, it's a great book that you can purchase either from me directly, or you can either head to Amazon to make the purchase of the book. And again, it is a very inspiring and uplifting book. Though it was written for children, it's a great message for adults also. Like you say, you can't teach a dog new tricks, not referring to people as dogs, but just, you know, just to let people know in general, no matter what age we are, there is something that we each can learn from one another. And we have to learn. We really have to begin, you know, to learn and to learn to love and to appreciate who God has created each of us to be. And I think that we will live in a much better society once we begin to love and to accept one another for whom God has created us to be. So once we can tap into the greatness that God has placed in us, we can really begin to illuminate, you know, because it's not even the, for my book, it's not really even really talking about the outer beauty. We want to talk about the inner beauty, because if we want to look at it, the outer beauty will mess you up every time. You know, we can have someone that's beautiful on the outside, but just their heart is corrupt on the inside. So, yes, outer beauty, that's okay, but we want to really make sure that the inner beauty is right, that the heart is right, that our hearts are aligned to how God wants us to be. And we just have to begin teaching our children that, and even in our children learning it, if there's a mishap from the understanding what their parents may perceive or just people in general, we can learn something from children. You know, I know there are a lot of lessons that I've learned from my three sons who are now young adults now. I can look at them, and there's many things that I've learned from them, and it's also a blessing when you've imparted some wisdom into the life of your child or even another child, and then they begin to feed what you told them. They begin to feed that back to you, and that just goes to show that, you know what, I think I did pretty good, you know, as a parent. You know, if your child can turn around and they can begin to talk to you as to the things that you've already taught them. So it's just really a blessing. It's really a blessing. It's really a blessing.
Okay. Well, thank you. You share. Okay. Yes, I'm here. I was trying to wait for you to finish.
Mm-hmm.
You shared an awful
lot, okay.
And I have a couple of questions. No, that's perfectly fine. I just wanted you to just flow and say what you needed to say, and I'll go back in.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you to explain to our audience what a 4-star daycare means.
Okay, 4-star is basically the most simplified way that I can put it. When you look for a hotel, when you're looking for the hotel, they may have ratings on a hotel, and it may be based upon different criteria. It's kind of the same thing with child care programs. We have certain levels of quality that we must meet. And in order for you to be categorized as a star 4, you must make sure that you're following all of these competencies and things of that nature matter that will qualify you for that star. And though I am a star 4 child care program, I don't always necessarily want people really to identify me or to say, yes, she's a star 4 program, because even if I had the stars, or if I didn't have the stars, I'm still going to give quality care. You know, I'm still going to do the quality care and to do what God instructs me to do to have my program to be at its best. So I try to, it's kind of pretty much like if you're going to a hotel and you want the best, you know, because they followed all of these different guidelines and they met these different marks. Now they qualify for this particular rating. So, but parents, I always just say, do your due diligence, you know, when you are seeking out child care programs. Go with your gut feeling, I say. Go with your gut feeling.
Okay. I love your realness. And some of my questions are, well, I'm not even going to prep you. I'm just going to say it. Why do you care so much? I mean, why can't you just do what you do and that's it? Because, and I'm going to tell you why I'm asking you that question. You clearly identify your children, the parents, and also the grandparents. And that you care about them. And that is so important, Talana. One of the programs
that is crucial.
One of the programs we have on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network is Eloquently Speaking about Restoring the Family. So just hearing the passion in your voice, that's why I'm asking the question, why do you care?
I care because Jesus cares. And I understand
Amen.
That Jesus has put a stamp on me. I can't give what's coming from me. I can't just give half-heartedly. You know, when I give, I want to give the best because I know Jesus is the best and he requires the best from me. So I can only give the best when I'm tapping into my Lord and Savior. When I'm taking my marching instructions for him, because he cares, I care, because my character and I'm a representation of Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to, that's just like a parent, you have a parent and a child. A child doesn't want to upset their parent. So they're going to try to do the best that they can do because they want to make their parent proud. So I can look at it in the same scenario. The Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. I'm not going to go out and act a fool or to present something that is less than the best because I know that what is required from me as a child of God. So that's the
Amen.
Reason I care. You know, I really want to see children and families excel. I want to see them excel. I do. And in my program, I often speak about hope. And I just took it as an acronym, helping other people excel. And that's exactly what I want to do. I want to help other people excel. If I can plant these spiritual seeds within them, that's half the battle. If you can give them the materials and the tools that they need to excel, that's half the battle because then they have something to work with. As opposed to coming to the table empty-handed without knowing what to do.
You know, this is so powerful. I'm loving all of your answers. And for those of you that are listening via the internet or if you're live in the studio with us on the phone, if you have a question or a comment during this interview, please press 1 on your phone and we will grace you with the mic. And if you're writing your comments on the message board, we will definitely get back to you. And we do have some callers. I'm going to start with caller, the last four numbers of your phone number is 5803. Welcome to the mic. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how
Can
are you?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm not sure what number you called, though, but I would like to tone in because I do have a book of Talana's, and the book is very interesting. The book is geared to children, but also I see that it's geared also, as she has said, to adults as well. As those adults read to the children, you know, and most adults we find nowadays find themselves in predicaments where they need to look at themselves as well as teaching the children to love themselves. So in thumbing through the book, it shows also children as well as adults need to look at their inner beauty and not try to keep up with things of the world as well. And it also shows, because I'm familiar with Talana and her daycare and how she takes the time and the patience to deal with her scholars, as she would call them, the little ones, how she guides them and teach them how to love and care for each other while they're in her presence. And even those at times that she may have under her daycare provision, if they have any sort of health situation, she'll bring it to the attention of the parents, the mother, the father, and even the grandparents, you know, who are overseers of these children. So in writing this book is right on time with all that she does in dealing with her scholars, again, as she calls them, in her daycare environment, and teaching them how to love and care for each other and heaven sent. Training the child up in the way that they should go, because there's always prayer, and she lets them know even before the parents enter in and sign up, let them know that she does have a Christian daycare, so it's up to them. So many of them, they come into the environment and they seem to enjoy it, and they you know, have faith in all that they see and are very well pleased, you know, in the care that their children are receiving, you know, and keeping even the parents informed. Sometimes they're so busy working, she directs them that you might have to take your child, you know, to their physician as well. So there's much that goes on with Heaven Sent Daycare, and this is all because Talana has a heart for little children, you know, and her love and attention that in the book it shows that they are important. So not just she can be an inspirational to young kids as well. She is an inspiration to young adults as well. So I just wanted to tune in and share my opinion about the book, which is a very wonderful and inspiring book. And thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And Talana, I'm going to let you respond to her.
Thank you so much. It's just a reminder that my labor is not in vain. I'm human, and I do get tired at times, but the Lord just keeps telling me, persevere, my daughter, persevere. He
yes.
keeps telling me, don't quit at the finish line.
Amen.
And even as he keeps telling me that, and to even hear the inspirational comments of that particular caller, blessings to that caller, many blessings to you, young lady. I thank you just for taking the time out of your schedule that you would listen in on this call, and also to put your to give your input. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we do, and then we may stand back and say, well, Lord, am I doing enough? But what I can truly say is if I'm taking my instructions from the Lord, I can't go wrong. You know,
amen.
I can't go wrong. Sometimes I may get weary. Sometimes I may get tired. But the Lord just keep whispering in my ear, persevere, my child, persevere.
Amen.
So
amen.
That call, I thank you very much for taking the time to listen in on the call. I'm so grateful that you you've made a purchase of the book and that you're enjoying the book. And what I omitted, and which is very important, my book is not just for the African American child. My book, I was intentional when I had the illustrator to do this book. And I wanted it to be multicultural. I wanted it to be a reflection of all children. I wanted the children with the abilities as well to be included on the cover of my book and throughout my book. So it's not a one-side thing with me. You know, my love goes deeper than just one. You know, I have love for everybody. And I was very intentional, you know, as to what I wanted in this book, because God told me what I needed to put in this book. And I believe part of the success of this book is because I took my orders from the Lord, even as I sat down to write this book. I took my orders from the Lord. This book just came out November of 2022. And here I am sitting today, and I'm just so blessed. I'm just so grateful for the many opportunities that he is availing to me that I may share this book, I Am Important, with individuals. But I also understand that he's calling me higher. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than me, and I got to remain humble, and I got to continue to have a listening ear to the Lord, even as he will help me to move forward in my next book titled You Matter. But thank you so much, caller, for calling in. I appreciate your kind words and send many blessings to you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
And before you go, I always let my guests speak first, so I want to piggyback on what she said. Your comments were and continue to be very meaningful, and they're needed. And I really pray that somebody that is listening to this broadcast while we're live or even later on, you know, through the on-demand, I pray that they will really listen to the words that came out of your mouth, because they were so full of love, so very kind. But you really spoke the truth. And the truth is that everything that she's doing, it's important to her. And as you read that book, you could not only could you relate to the children, but it also touched you as an adult. And that is beautiful. So thank you for taking the time to encourage her, to uplift her, and to, you know, we need to be poured into. So we just want to pour into you and say thank you. So continue to stay on the couch and listen as we continue with the interview. And we do have another caller, and the last four numbers is 9692. And after this caller, Talana, give your comments, and I'll comment, and then we're going to go back into the interview, and I'm going to give everybody, I'm going to share Talana's bio with you, because she's done a lot of wonderful things, and please continue to pray for her as we go through this interview.
Okay.
So caller 9692, welcome to the mic.
I was just calling in about Ms. Talana Coleman's book, I Am Important. I'm actually her son, so I got to see a lot of the, you know, behind-the-scenes things and stuff like that, and I could see how much she really put all that she is and all that she can into this book. That it's just not something that you see up front, that it's a lot of work being put in the rear end, and that it's just really given the basics of that you are important as a person. I don't have that much time because I am in school, but I just wanted to, like, say at least something before I went back into class.
Okay. But, Talana, love on your son.
Yes, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. This is our oldest son. He serves in the military, and just that he would take the time out of his schedule just to reach out to share his thoughts on the book, it means a lot to me. He was even the first to make a purchase of the book. He was the one that reached out to me from Miami and said, Mom, your book is available. It's available. And I'm like, no, it can't be available yet because I haven't proofread it. So he sent me a picture, and with him holding the book up with this big cheesy smile, and I will forever, you know, be grateful for that picture. But he was determined. He said, Mom, I'm the first son, and I'm going to be the first one to get your book. And he was the very first one to make a purchase of my book. And, Sean, I'm just so proud of you. I thank God for you just having the heart to take the time to share your kind words and to give your input as to what the book means to you. It means a lot, you know, to me for you to do that. And I'm just so grateful. I'm not going to cry, but I'm so grateful, son, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Amen.
And, Sean, nice to meet you. I'm not going
to
keep you. God bless you. I cover you with the
nice
blood of Jesus.
Well,
continue to keep up the good work, and I will talk with you soon. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Thank you. That was beautiful. And you know what, Talana? It is all right if you cry, because it's tears of joy. When you make these kind of accomplishments, it's all right to glorify God, because while you was talking and while the first caller was talking, what came to my heart was, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. And I believe he is giving you the desires of your heart, because you've been delighting yourself in him for a long time, through the good times and the bad times, the happy times, the sad times. You continue to delight yourself in him. So to God be the glory for all of these desires and all of these blessings. And I do believe there's a ton of blessings coming your way. And at this time, I'm going to read Talana's bio. And give me one moment to get there. So Talana Ara Coleman has been married to Sean K. Coleman Sr. for the past 28 years. And I'm going to pause for a moment because I'm hearing some background noise. If anyone has a television or radio on, if you could turn it down, please. Okay, Talana, they have three sons. Talana and Sean, they have three sons and reside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She is the director of Heaven Sent Child Care, which she has the privilege of teaching her youngest scholars for the past 20 years. She serves as the advocacy chair for the Family Child Care Advisory Council. And she has received the House of Representatives citation from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from State Representative Stephen Kinsey. In addition, she received the Certificate of Honor Award from Pennsylvania State Senator Art Haywood. And she is most humbled to be a child of God. It is through life experiences that she is able to effectively engage not only the scholars that she's entrusted to, but that of their family members as well. Talana's passion and calling is to train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Building a solid foundation in the lives of all generations is what she strives to do, an important wisdom that will carry each scholar for a lifetime is her ultimate goal. So in regards to her book, I Am Important, here's a little synopsis for you. I Am Important was written to empower, inspire, encourage, and to offer hope to children of all ages. It resonates the message of the importance of acceptance of self and that of others. We each were created differently, which makes us unique and important. God has perfectly designed each of us with purpose. and illuminates beauty and creativity within all. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139, verse 13 and 14. It is a reminder to all children that they can do anything and become whoever they want to be. Philippians 4:13. This book teaches that as we learn to love ourselves, we can willingly express and show love, empathy, and compassion to others in spite of our differences. It also conveys that when we accept one another, we have made the choice to demonstrate love, and Jesus Christ is glorified. So for the description of Heaven Sent Christian Child Care, as stated, it is a Star 4 child care program, and it is located in the Germantown section of the city. And she serves the Germantown, Mount Airy, Logan, and the surrounding areas. They serve scholars between the ages of 2 to 4 years of age. They are open from Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. The mission of Heaven Sent Christian Child Care is they seek to nurture the whole scholar in areas of academics, physical, emotional, social, and spiritual development, teaching the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, colors, shapes, and numbers are good, but the foundation must be laid. We introduce our scholars to who Jesus is by incorporating biblical stories, singing Bible songs, biblical movies, praying, meditation, memory scripture, and teaching biblical morals. For additional information, please visit Heaven Sent Child Care's website at childcareheavensent.com. And that's childcareheavensent, childcareheavensent.com. And you can also follow Heaven Sent Christian Child Care on Instagram at childcareheavensent with the number 1, or Google them, Heaven Sent Child Care, with the zip code of 19144. To reach Heaven Sent Christian Child Care by phone, please contact them at area code 215-954-7783. Again, if you are interested in learning more about Heaven Sent Christian Child Care, or if you like what you heard so far and you would like to enroll your child or your grandchild, please call 215-954-7783. And Talana and her staff will be more than happy to speak with you and let you know how important you are to them. So that concludes the reading of her biography. And I want to zero in on the I am important part, because even while I was preparing for the interview, Talana, everything that you're saying, and you wrote this book for children, I'm in total agreement that it's also for adults. And we have so many people today that are focusing on self-love, self-care, and really understanding how fearfully and wonderfully made they are. So I just want to say thank you for being obedient to this vision that God gave to you, and I look forward to purchasing the book. And there are another backdrop to the foundation of what we do. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, so we support different shelters as well. So I'm going to make sure I connect with you, because I'm also going to get some books to dedicate to some of the libraries at the different facilities that we support. And just to, you know, sow into your life and into the lives of some of the less fortunate children. So one of the things that I love about what you said is the importance of acceptance. So many children are being rejected today, some in the home, some in the womb, some with their peers. So you're dealing with small children, and I don't know if they deal with rejection or not. My question to you is, do you have any children that you service that have, I mean, the reason I'm going to ask this question is because the mental, the emotional piece that you mentioned. So what do you do when you have a child that is displaying signs of abuse or rejection or abandonment or just anything that is alert to you? How do you handle that?
A child, a scholar, I have to report it. For that particular child that may come in, and I have had this situation, I really try to help that child to know, just as I've explained in my book, to help them to really know that they are loved and make them feel and let them know that they're in a safe space with me. It's so important that they understand and know that they are in a safe space. So, again, I do the recording, which I have to do, and I also make it my purpose to let this child know that they are in a safe space with me. I then begin to tap into the Lord and ask the Lord, how would you have me to approach the parent? You have to use wisdom. You know, when we come into these types of situations, you know, it's very important. Our flesh may rise up, and we may try to diffuse or to think we're helping in the situation. But again, I need to really tap in and talk to the Lord and ask the Lord, okay, Lord, what are the words that you will have me to say to this particular individual who may be inflicting harm on the child? And it's sad to say, a lot of times that child is being inflicted this pain is because of the past hurt that parent may have experienced as a child. So the only thing that they know is to do the same thing. So it's really a cycle. It's a pattern that's going to continue to be repeated until it's really dealt with. I try to also look up programs that will be of help to the family, because though the hurt may be going on, but I think rehabilitation is so important to rehabilitate people to the point is where they will begin to love themselves and that they will begin to have the opportunity to be made whole. With my program, I have a prayer box. The parents still do not enter in the inside of my program. So when they sign, they're signing in their children on the porch area. But I have a prayer box out there. And the purpose of that prayer box is, what good is it for me to have the prayer within the program with the children? But again, the parents are still hurting. So maybe some parents want to give me information directly, but some may prefer just to put the prayer in the box. And I'm just so grateful that even through that prayer box, I remember when I got my first prayer request in that box from a parent, I was so elated, you know, that they would take the time to drop something in the box and that they would even trust me with what they're going through so that they can receive some help. So in it all, I seek the Lord as to what the Lord will have me to do within the program. I have something for like social emotional development. That's a big thing, not only with adults, but even with children. So it's so important that we give them, again, that safe space where they can come to and they can find safety within that calming area. And a calming area, maybe a area with like little squishy balls, little soft things that they can relate to. It may be like some stuffed animals that they can hug to make them feel comfortable. Pillows, literature, posters, talking about the big feelings and what are your moods. We need the children to be able to understand if they are feeling a certain way. We need to begin to teach them what that mood is that they're experiencing so that they can begin to talk about what they're feeling. And I think that's where things are missing in the world, because it's not enough putting a label to the feeling. And then children, as they grow older, they resort to violence because they haven't been taught how to really to deal with, they call it those big emotions. You know, so it's so important. You know, it's very important.
Thank you so much. The one thing that's like really standing out is that you're praying about everything. And you can't go wrong when you pray, because prayer changes things.
Okay.
And that's why I play Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down, because that's what you're doing. You are dealing with the issues and the things that you see at your child care center at a root level. And so whatever you see going on with the children, you go into the Father. He is advising you. He's giving you wisdom. You approaching the parents. But the time that you're taking to go to God, He's preparing their hearts to receive what you're going to say so that there's no offense, so that He could start breaking up that fallow ground. They're going to get the help that they need. The children are going to get the help that they need. Everybody is going to learn how important and valuable they are, and we're going to live happily ever after. Not saying that we're not going to have problems, but I wanted to take the time to say it that way, because what you are doing is important, and everybody does not have the ability nor the patience to do what you're doing. So I applaud you. I have a very special surprise for you. And I'm not going to say who this person is. They took the time to record a message for you. And there's three different messages. And I'm going to press play so that we can hear the first message. And then I'll go to
I'm gonna get my tissue.
The second. Okay, get your tissues. Let me know when you come back.
Get my tissue. I'm back.
Okay, all right.
I'm back.
So I know Talana Coleman through my sister Victoria and her daughter Joy. Joy turned 3 last May, and right around that same time she started Heaven Sent Child Care. And my sister at that time knew that she had been given a terminal diagnosis of brain cancer. And my sister was a believer in Jesus. She actually passed away November 28th, 2022. So at the time she was still a stay-at-home mom and would try to work evenings and weekends. And she was just doing her best as a mom, but really needed some extra help and wanted to try to work, even though her own health was not doing that well. She wanted to be a home healthcare aide to help others and to share her faith and to use her gifts, because she had gone to nursing school for a little bit before she had to drop out due to some mental, emotional, and physical challenges. So anyway, my mom is also a believer. My mom's in Ohio. That's where we all grew up. Just to be clear, Victoria is my younger sister. So my name is Abigail Thomas, and I also live in Philadelphia, but I've only lived here about a year. We actually moved out here to Philadelphia to be near my sister and to help her with her daughter, Joy. So Victoria was really looking for a godly Christian daycare near where she lived, over in the Germantown East Falls border area. And when she found Heaven Sent Childcare, it really was heaven sent for her because the price was very accessible, but also the strong faith and the care of Mrs. Coleman was so obvious. And Mrs. Coleman was very professional all along the way, but also very caring and a prayer partner for my sister Victoria through the health challenges that she faced, and also for the rest of the family as we walked alongside her in that difficult time. And after...
Okay, now we'll hear part two.
So after my sister passed in November 2022, we got the word that my sister's husband was moving. Him and my niece, 3.5-year-old Joy, to Seattle for his new job. And at this point, Joy had already been in a different daycare because they had to move to the other side of Philadelphia to be closer to the hospital for my sister because their lease had ended in North Philadelphia. So Joy had not seen Mrs. T, as she calls her, for several months, from July until February, or maybe late January. I was able to organize a quick visit so that Joy could say goodbye to Mrs. T. And when we were driving through the neighborhood, Joy kind of recognized where we are, even though she hadn't been there in almost 6 months. And she started to get excited, and she saw the splash pad where she had been with her mom and dad. And she said, "Yes, I remember this place. I got my hair wet here. I wore my swimsuit." And she got very excited remembering a day that she had been there with her mom and dad at the splash pad. And then I said, "Yes, and we're going to Mrs. T's house." And she said, "Yes, Mrs. T loves me." She got real excited. She remembered Mrs. T loves her through all the trauma that little Joy has been through, losing her mom. She remembered that Mrs. T loved her. And also, Joy has learned many Christian songs. I've taught her some, but some I thought I was teaching her, and I realized that she already knew them because she has learned these little Christian kids' praise songs in Heaven Sent Childcare. And that has been a real blessing to me. There was one time when Victoria, my sister, was MIA out somewhere, and we were quite worried about her due to a lot of different things going on with her brain cancer and her mental emotional state at the time. And Joy just burst out singing while I was talking and praying with my husband about my sister Victoria, her mom. Joy just starts singing, "God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good," which is the chorus to praise him, all you little children, God is good, God is good. But Joy was just singing over and over again, God is good, God is good, God is good. And I realized later that she had learned this song in Heaven Sent Childcare, and it was like a word of knowledge, a prophecy, balm to my soul at that moment to hear her reminding me, this little 3-year-old, that God is good, even as I sit there worried about my sister. Another time that Joy got to use Christian songs that she learned from Mrs. T and also from me, from We Kids praise music playing in the van as I drove her around town to different playgrounds and appointments and visiting her mom so many times, was the last week before her mom went to be with Jesus. I took little Joy for a visit, and Joy sang with me, "He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands." And it has a verse that says, "He's got you and me, sister, in his hands," which was just such encouragement to me as I saw my sister suffering, but also getting ready to go meet Jesus in glory. And she's saying, "He's got the little bitty baby in his hands," which was a reminder to me, even as I worried about Joy saying goodbye to her mother, not having a mother here on this earth to take care of her, that God has everything in his hands, and God sees her, and I hope that encouraged Victoria too, because I know that was difficult for her to say goodbye to Joy here on this earth. I hope that encouraged her to hear Joy's voice just singing and praising God. And some of the work that Mrs. T did pouring into Joy encouraged me to do some more of my own work doing that. And Joy has already memorized a couple Bible verses completely with motions. She can say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And I've been able to teach my little two-year-old daughter this verse as well. But beyond just the spiritual, which is the most important, Mrs. T also taught Joy her ABCs, taught her counting, and I will say Joy's verbal abilities really started taking off after she was attending Mrs. T's preschool more consistently, and her potty training got better, and all of that. But the most beautiful thing is that she could see that Mrs. T loved her, and she remembered that after so many months. She said, Mrs. T loves me, as we were driving over there to visit her to say goodbye before Joy moved to Seattle. That was just such a blessing to my heart, and I know that Mrs. T is a blessing to many children and has been and will be over the years. Glory to God.
Amen. And that's the end of the testimonial Amen. Tribute to you tonight from Abigail Renee.
Amen.
She was not Amen. Able to attend tonight's broadcast because she and her husband are out on a date, which really blessed my heart.
Amen.
But I thought it was yes. phenomenal that she took the time
oh.
to do this for you. Yes. So now you can have an opportunity to respond.
Yes. Let me wipe my eyes. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I really do. I thank Abigail, you know, for just taking the time out of her busy schedule just to call in and to share those kind words. Even as her family, you know, was going through, the Lord just had me on the battlefield praying for her family. And we can pray for one thing, but we know ultimately it's God's will that will be done. So I'm just so grateful that I had the time to know Victoria for the time frame that she was in my presence. It was funny because one evening she sent me a long, very long email, and she kept talking about baking me cookies. And she was kept insisting that she wanted to bake me some cookies. But again, we never had that opportunity. But I'm just so happy that, you know, the Lord allowed me to know Victoria, to know Abigail, and also Joy, to bring them into my life and to know the impact that God has allowed me to make, not only for the child, but also for the family members. So I understand that when God called me to this ministry of child care, though it's a child, it's not just for the child. We're taking on the responsibility for the entire clan who may be in the life of that child. And I just thank God for the opportunity and so grateful of what I was able to impart into the life of Joy and also her family. So Abigail, kudos to you. I will be giving her a call tomorrow because I know she's on her date, but I'm just so grateful for the kind words. And again, I just want to reflect the light of Jesus Christ as I do what he's calling me to do.
Amen. You know, the words say that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And that truly is the testimony of the seeds of love that you planted in Joy's heart. And that's going to stay with her.
Yeah.
It is going to grow with her.
Mm-hmm.
And to God be the glory for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for all that you do and for taking the time to care. So at this time, we want to open up the mics for anyone that would love to encourage Talana, to give her an encouraging word, and to say how you feel about this broadcast tonight as we come to the close. Please press 1 on your phone, and we will open up your mic. And for those of you that are listening via the Internet, we want to thank you as well. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to write them, and we will get back to you. And Talana, I want to give you an opportunity to give your closing remarks while we're waiting to see if anyone wants to speak with you or give you a comment. And please provide your contact information as well.
Okay. Amen, amen. I just thank everyone again for taking the time out of your busy schedules to tune in to this broadcast. It's been truly a blessing. It's been an opportunity that has been made available to me that I won't forget. On my book journey, this is my first interview, and this is one, again, that I will not forget. And for the listeners or those who may be online or whichever way you may be in the ear gates of this broadcast, I just want to send words of encouragement. If you may be going through something, or you may find yourself at times feeling not worthy, just remember that God is our creator. He has created each of us, and we each have been created with love and with a purpose. So don't be afraid to love yourself. Don't be afraid to see yourself as beautiful and intelligent. Don't be afraid to allow God to transform your heart. If there are some areas where you see yourself not being kind, allow God to do that transformation in your heart. He can do a great thing within you. So if I can just pass on that information, allow God to transform you. Trust the process. Trust the process, and I can guarantee you, you will not be upset of the outcome. Trust God, and I thank everyone, you know, for just taking this time. And as far as my contact information, my child care program, again, it's Heaven Sent Child Care. I am in the Germantown section of the city in Philadelphia, PA. My contact number is 215-954-7783. If you're interested in child care, children between the ages of 2 and 4 years of age, please give me a call. In reference to the book, you can either contact me directly through that same number to make a purchase of the book. You can either purchase the book on Amazon as well, and also Barnes & Noble, also CLC Christian Bookstore, and Deliverance Evangelistic Church, which is at 22nd and Lehigh. CLC Bookstore is located in the Cedarbrook Plaza Mall. Each of those areas that I mentioned, you can make a purchase of my book. However, if you would like your book to be autographed, you would need to reach out to me directly. And if we are in close proximity, I will be more than happy to sign your book. I thank everyone for your support. Your support means the world to me, and I want to just continue to take my directions from the Lord, and as I do so, I know I can't go wrong. Blessings to each of you.
Amen. And I have another surprise for you. I didn't plan this one. But
no,
your book is on eBay.
Yes, it
and
is. Yes, I forgot
your
eBay.
Your book is on Parable.com, Alpha and Omega Parable Christian Store. Your book is on Alibras.
Yep, yes. Mm-hmm.
Cornerstone
mm-hmm.
Bookstore in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings A Christian Store. Dove Christian Supply.com, Beginning to End Christian Bookstore, Book Depository. So look at God. Take a lot.com,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're even on YouTube. Let's empower our children to feel important, E52 YouTube. And GalileanOnline.com. And I'm taking my time to read this for a reason, and I'm going to tell you why. Great Philly Schools at greatphillyschools.org. Facebook, the African American Children's Book Fair, LinkedIn, Start Strong Pennsylvania, Stabilize,
really?
Strengthen, and Secure Child Care, Brightwill, yes, Mama's Love Child Care,
really?
Center, LLC, Brightwill. All of these places,
wow,
are advertising your book.
Thanks, God. You said get
so
in position.
I don't know what marketing techniques you have used, but I'm going to tell you right now in my spirit, I don't believe you had anything to do with that. Some of them you may have, but I believe
that
God has gone before,
mm-hmm,
you, and he has made the crooked places straight. So he is giving you,
mm-hmm,
a visual of Isaiah 54 and verse 2. That says, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. Why? Because you, Talana Coleman, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. So this is a prophetic word for you. And I pray that God will continue to go before you, that every boy, every girl, every parent, every mother, every father, every grandmother, aunt and uncle, cousin, brother, sister, that need to read this book, may the Spirit of the living God fall down fresh upon them and deposit wisdom as they read. And as they read this word, may God use it as a hammer to break in pieces the oppressor, to break in pieces every lie that the enemy has whispered in their little ears to make them feel like they're not important. May they and their parents know without a shadow of a doubt that they are important, because this book is anointed by God. So God bless you.
Yes.
Heaven smile upon you. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your book with us, your daycare, your Christian daycare center. I will continue to pray with you and for you. I will definitely invite you again. Please keep me posted when you do your book signing so that I can do some announcements for you and also come and support you. Whenever you, if you let me know early enough, I can broadcast live from the wherever you're going to do the book signing. So we are going to be your backup radio to support you with everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Because I do I have a book signing actually coming up on April the 22nd. I can get you. This is my third one. So I know it's God. It's not me. This is my third book signing. And as I said, my book came out in November of last year. So I know it's God. But I have my third book signing April 22nd. So I will get that information to you. And I will be doing another podcast on the 27th. Of this month, and I can get you get that information to you as well. So
release that information for your upcoming book signing so that the listeners can support you as well.
All right, give me 1 second. I just want to tap in the location. It's going to be on Saturday, April 22nd. The name of the place is The Gathering. And give me 1 second while I pull up the address. Okay.
And while she's getting that information, we just want to say thank you to everyone that stayed to the end. Some people had to leave, and we thank you so much for the time that you were here. This is the Eloquently Speaking mm-hmm. Radio Network. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and we thank you for joining us on the couch today. We do have a program on Monday nights that's entitled I Have a Testimony to Share Radio Broadcast. So if you're listening and you have a testimony to glorify God, please get in touch with me by visiting www.eloquentlyspeaking.com, and you can also reach me by telephone at 302-452-4230. And Talana, I'm going to turn the mic back over to you.
Amen. I'm still trying to locate it. It's called The Gathering Place. It is on Germantown Avenue. So, again, the book signing will be on Saturday, April 22nd. The name of the place is The Gathering Place. It's located at 6755-57 Germantown Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19119. It will be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and it will be myself alongside 9 other authors with a variety of different genres of books. So if you can, please come out to support on that date, and that will be greatly appreciated. I will also keep you abreast as to when my next book will be released. And again, the next title will be called You Matter. So I have my pen and paper available. When the Lord speaks, I document. So as soon as it
Amen.
Does become available, I will be putting that information out as well. Thank you so much, and
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. So that brings us to the end of this interview. We thank you for joining us on the couch today. Our special guest was author Talana Coleman. Thank you so much for joining us, and everyone have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.